over to healthcare services.
Okay. Is there any public comment?
Mr. Chairman, members, Helene Meshar with the California Association of Alcohol and Drug Program Executives. I'd like to address both of the items that are part of this agenda today. I don't know if you're taking them separately. You've kind of talked about them together.
You can go ahead and do them both.
Regarding the transfer of drug Medi-Cal, last year as part of AB 109, the legislation called for not only transferring the drug Medi-Cal program to the Department of Alcohol and Drug Programs, but also look at program efficiencies and to institute some of those program efficiencies and improvements to improve outcomes for treatment. Unfortunately, we don't think that that second part of the mandate that was in AB 109 has been met. There has been a transfer of the drug Medi-Cal program through the stakeholder process that was specifically targeted for the drug Medi-Cal program. There was a lot of stakeholder input and recommendations for program improvements that would lead to not only efficiencies but to cost savings as well as improvements in outcomes for treatment and accessibility for the program. The Department of Healthcare Services and the Department of Alcohol and Drug Programs have been very clear about their interest in only moving the existing program and not making any of those program improvements to help with that. So we're a little concerned about moving the drug Medi-Cal program. The new proposal for the governor this year is not only to move to complete the drug Medi-Cal program to Department of Health Services, but also to move it into managed care, which has a whole another set of issues around it that we do not see a public process for stakeholders to comment on that process. So we're very concerned about the way in which that will happen in this current budget. The second issue is the issue around the elimination of the proposal for the elimination of the Department of Alcohol and Drug Programs. The legislature rejected this proposal last year and asked the governor to come back this year with a more extensive program, a more detailed program. The CADP in the interim has taken a position to support the elimination of the department on the condition that all of the programs in the department be moved to one department. And the governor's proposal does not reflect that. We think that the splitting up of the functions among the three different departments will be very problematic for providers who will now have to go to three different departments. It doesn't make sense because it's in conflict with the governor's already established position in the Department of Healthcare Services for the Division of Substance Use and Mental Health Services, which it sees, from our interpretation, sees as the chief advocate for mental health and substance use services statewide and across all the departments, but there will be several units that are not under that jurisdiction. But it will be very problematic for providers and for people to access services with, and it will result in providers who have very little money to expend more and more of its money on dealing with three bureaucracies instead of one. So thank you. I'm just sorry. We would look forward to working with the committee as the item is held open throughout the rest of the budget process.
Thank you. Donna, and as you come up, Michael, that on the savings, that was on the realignment of the programs. It wasn't, the savings weren't attributable to the structural changes we're talking about today.
That is correct.
Teresa Calvert, Department of Finance. The savings that you were asking about earlier were about 24 and a half positions and about $1.8 million overall funding and $1.3 million general fund. It was related to realignment positions, but I think it was also taken into consideration with everything else that was going on with the transfer of drug Medi-Cal to DHCS and then the upcoming proposal that we put out at Jan 10 for the elimination of the department.
But you're not actually eliminating any positions. They're just moving to other departments.
Correct, for the transfer.
Right.
Of the non-drug medical functions, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Donna Brownsey here for the California Opioid Maintenance Providers, which is the organization that represents most of the narcotic treatment clinics in the state of California. Some of what I'm going to say is consistent with what Ms. Mishar just said. And what we're trying to, the things, COMP's position has been very consistent from the beginning of this conversation with the administration, from the moment that discussions occurred with realignment through today, which is we have not opposed either the realignment or the reorganization. But there were core issues that we felt needed to be addressed in order to be okay with all of that. And we have been working very closely with agency, with the Department of Finance, as well as with DHCS and Public Health. We have asked for a stakeholders process to be established, much like Helene's comments, and that has not happened formally, and we really feel that given all of the changes for how the state is administering this program that has been primarily realigned to the counties as well as the state functions, that there are a number of core issues that we would like to meet regularly on and have discussions on, and rather than just sort of trading emails and and memos. So we have asked for that. That hasn't happened yet. Next, in terms of the issues under the first item, three issues that we have said and from the beginning is, one, direct state contracts. We wanted to be assured that those contractors in those counties where they do not have or will administer drug Medi-Cal contracts, that those direct state contracts would be retained and that the rules would be clear about that. We don't have that yet. We also were concerned about the uniformity and the statewideness of the rates and the contracts. And we have been experiencing counties cutting those contracts back based on fears that their revenues may or may not be at a certain level, but they sign contracts with those providers at the county level. And those providers have made, are providing services. And so in a handful of counties, folks now are facing serious gaps in terms of the services they provided and what they understood their contract to cover. And so we have raised some concerns and we're getting some information to the department on that. We are in the draft of the trailer bill language to effectuate the changes to change the ADP functions to DHCS. We have communicated to DHCS our very grave concerns that program regulations should not be able to be changed by all county letters. We feel that that is not appropriate, and in fact, one of the providers sued the department under that very sort of same scenario, and the court told the state they could not do that, that they had to use regulations. And so we are really concerned about that and have communicated that. With respect to the elimination of ADP, we are, of course, you know, we're sort of in alignment with CADP, but, you know, our folks want to make this work. We want to collaborate with the state. We understand the dire situations. We are, you know, deeply appreciative that the program has been retained, it's been realigned to the counties, and that the state functions have moved to the state. We just want to be assured that things are going to occur in a way that will not create more burdens on the program providers. And let me just cite one last thing, which is our concern about what we would, and has been described as the double whammy of cost control calculations for drug Medi-Cal programs. We already, prior to 2 years ago, of finance language, which added cost control language, implicit in our funding calculations are cost controls, and it's a very complicated calculation. We've provided memos explaining what our concern is, but we're in a situation where our rates have been frozen or rolled back several times in the last 12 years, and now we have two levels of cost control language, which will make it very difficult for the providers. They're already not able to cover and really expect the real cost of providing services. But we are at a point where it's getting extremely difficult. And even though we have a more complicated administrative structure facing us in the future, we are willing to work with the state and with all of the stakeholders. We just want to have some meaningful dialogue to effectuate. I think what everybody's goal is to keep this program serving these deserving patients. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Do you care to respond to some of the comments that they're legitimate concerns? Certainly, the stakeholder, the input, I think, is important.
Vanessa Baird with the Department of Healthcare Services, and I'd actually like to respond to several things. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate that there appears to be a lot of misunderstanding. With regards to the comment that the department's indicated no interest in looking at improvements, we're having to balance transferring a program and making sure that we have no disruption to clients, and then also look at improvements. We think the priority first has to be on transferring and ensuring no disruption. We absolutely are interested in improvements. We know that improvements are needed. And we also know that with this being a county-administered program, for the most part, that we need to work in partnership with the counties and providers and other stakeholders to look at those improvements and see what can, you know, what makes the most sense for California in this program. With regards to direct contracts, it is absolutely clear that when we have counties that are not participating in the drug Medi-Cal program, we will continue to have direct contracts with providers. That is not going to change. The rates are set by the state and will continue to be set by the state. That has not changed with our language. The double whammy, as was just referenced, that's something that we just learned. The trailer bill language does not change the reimbursement methodology, so there isn't anything new that is being proposed. And so this concern is actually coming from something that the belief is that this is already in existence. We did ask for something in writing, and staff are analyzing it now to see what it all means. But frankly, we have not proposed any changes to the reimbursement methodology. With regards to the stakeholder process, and perhaps Mr. Cunningham may want to add to this, but my understanding is that COMP has several venues where they regularly interact with the Department of Alcohol and Drug Programs. They were certainly on our contacts when we had our stakeholder meetings, and when we were recently contacted by them directly, we absolutely met with them and walked through the language to try to help them understand and offered to communicate in the future as we needed to clarify some of these things. So I think some of this may be misunderstanding, but I think we are absolutely trying to do our best to make sure we don't disrupt things, that we continue the program to carry it over for the transfer, and that we look to the future for making improvements.
Well, without the communication being right, and it may just be a communication problem, but I'm hoping you'll remedy it, because obviously there'd be some effect on the client if this continues, this miscommunication or misunderstanding, as you said, happens. So to the degree you could do that, and if you have anything in terms of a sort of a business plan or a timeline to do it, that would be appreciated if you could share it with us. Anything else?
In addition, as Ms. Baird indicated, we are indeed concerned, and with the services not being disrupted, where it is brought to our attention and that a county may be limiting access, we will investigate that immediately. When it was just mentioned to us in just within the last week, and that may have occurred, we have asked for further information on that, and we are indeed investigating it. And so it is our intent, it is our commitment in that we will work and to ensure that there is indeed access, and that counties are not unfairly limiting access or harming providers.
Well, I think that's really important, as said earlier about the pendulum swinging on government. I fear what will happen here is we send it more down to the locals, And then we find out the locals aren't doing their jobs, and a few years from now, we'll be back here realigning it back, because that's sort of been the historical trend. So hopefully that won't happen. All right, if there's no other public comment, we appreciate the brevity and the time. We appreciate all of your patience. It's been a long hearing, and I know it's been a long week for myself and my colleagues. So thank you again, and we're adjourned.